The reason I talk to myself is that I am the only one whose answers I accept. This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Ealing, here in Campo, California. The reason I talk to myself is that I'm the only one whose answers I accept. That's a very, very good statement to make. And we do talk to ourselves. We have quite some conversations with ourselves, discussing with the pros and cons of the various things that we're going to do, whether we're going to buy a new hat, or whether we're going to buy a new coat, or whether we're going to go shopping, or whether we have time to get all the errands that we want to do, or whether we are just lazy, or whether we have made too many stops when we shouldn't have, and didn't consider all the things that we'd agreed to do. But, c'est la vie. The reason I talk to myself is that I am the only one whose answers I accept. And I accept my answers. I accept that what I'm doing is right. I accept that what I'm thinking is right. I accept that what I'm seeing is right. I accept that what people tell me is right, if I choose to think is right. I accept everything is right in me. I am the only one whose answers I accept. And I look at the world and I see what the world is into and up to and about. And as I do this, I think to myself, my goodness sakes, there are so many things going on, so much activities going on, so many projects going on. What should I accept? What should I accept? We just had a telephone call with a friend, and in the telephone call, I spoke very clearly, and I was understood. And then the other people started to make conversation, and as they made the conversation, they spoke clearly too, and I'm accustomed to hearing what they said and how they said it, so therefore it was very clear. But the person on the other end of the line was not familiar with hearing their voices and only got a word or two of it. And because they were slow to respond, we repeated what was said. Oh, yeah. And so often we are listening from our own listening point of view, and we don't listen with what others really say. Now, yesterday we talked a great deal about listening and what other people say. Listening is as important as talking. If you're a good listener, people often compliment you for being a good conversationalist, even though you didn't say hardly anything. But the thing is, people want to be listened to. And this goes for you. The reason I talk to myself is that I'm the only one whose answers I accept. You want to listen to yourself. And as you learn to listen to yourself, you're not really listening to yourself. You're not really listening to yourself. You're listening to the divine within you. You're listening to that divine reality which is within you. A friend also read me a piece of poetry from the Unity literature, and they were thinking that the Unity poem that they read was not consistent with my philosophy. And as they were reading the poem, I was just jotting down little thoughts as they went along. It's a poem that I'm very familiar with, the prayer of faith that Unity has. Very lovely. We've said it for years and years and years. But in there, little points sort of slide by because we constantly think, God outside of me, God outside of me, God outside of me. And as the poem says in one or two points, go to the Father within who answers. And it said, seek the Father within. And it said, know the presence of God in you. And it was quite beautiful. Perhaps it wasn't said in just exactly those words, but it alluded to that thought of the presence and the power of the infinite within each one of us. God is my help in every need. God doth my every hunger feed. God walks beside me, guides my way through every moment of the day. You see, this is God within me who walks beside me. And beside me is sort of like an outside aspect. But the thing is, it's not really, because there it can be no inner and no outer. There's only one, and that's what I am. The reason I talk to myself is that I'm the only one whose answers I accept. And this is true. Because of the world, we basically only listen to a little bit of what they say. Of the world, we only listen to a little bit of how they respond and what they think. and we are basically listening to what our own inner self says. Oh, that'll never work. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, that hasn't got much of a chance. Oh, that is fantastic. That would be the most joyous thing that could ever happen if it were able to be put into practice. Wow. And you see, another person might be listening to these same thoughts and come up with just the opposite point of view. Because just like you don't accept everything you hear, so others don't accept everything they hear. And the everything that you don't accept may not be what the everything is that someone else doesn't accept. And the everything that you accept may be quite like the everything that someone else accepts. And so in that line, you may be together, and you may be harmonious, and you may be one-pointed and one-thinking, but really stop and think about it. The only person you ever listen to is yourself. And I speak around the table here with our monks every day, three times a day at meals and otherwise, and I say subtle little things, and I just listen to see what they heard of what I said. And I'm often amused that what they hear is something quite different from what I said. And not only what they hear is different, but how they respond to what I said is quite different from what I said. I'm always saying, it is done unto you according to your belief. And they're telling me by some of their responses that it is my belief that it is done unto them. And that it is my belief that they must fulfill and they must respond to. And I say, hey, where did you get that idea? I am here merely to guide you into your own path. I'm here to guide you into listening to that which is within you, not listening to that which is within me, because I am not your answer. And this statement says it. The reason I talk to myself is that I'm the only one whose answers I accept. Remember that. Remember that very clearly. It's such a lovely thing, because it's where we really all are at. And when we really can take responsibility for where we really all are at, then we are at where we all are. And then it is kind of fun. Our life is filled with such joy and peace and harmony and goodness when we realize that I am the only one whose answers I accept. Remember that. And so don't be uptight when you hear other people responding to their own answers. And don't be uptight with yourself, which you never are, when you respond to your own answers. And we have a dog, and occasionally he'll respond to his own answer. And then he'll think to himself, for goodness sakes, don't they know that I've got a mind of my own? And we say, no, you don't. You have our mind. Because we created you as a dog with our mind. You love to be with us when you're on the leash. You love to be with us when you're off the leash. You love to be doing anything that we want you to do. And you know, our bodies are like that. They respond recalcitrantly sometimes as the dog who is attracted away from our attention by a rabbit. Or as today, we were fixing some water runoffs by the gate and flattening the road out a little bit. And as Ellen and I were doing this, the neighbor had three fairly good-sized dogs, and they came out of their yard, and they looked at our big old Rex and says, hey, buddy, come on over and play. And Rex says, I'm not sure about you guys. My dad told me to be careful of strangers. And so he went a little, come back a little, and I kept tempting him to come back all the way. And finally, we put him on the leash and brought him back, set him on the seat of the golf cart, and he looked over at those guys and said, huh, I got a golf cart, and you guys ain't got a golf cart. And I got a master who doesn't let me get into trouble, and I didn't see your master around. In fact, I got two masters. I got four masters. I got masters that were coming out kazoo. And, you know, I listen to what I want to listen to. I listen to what I am, and that's the only answer that I'll accept. And, you know, we all are a great deal like our beautiful golden retriever Rex. Total love. You tickle his tummy and he's yours for life. Tickle your own tummy with good thoughts and you'll be yours for life too. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.
I love you.